to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for joining us this week. So glad that we're here. So glad that you're here. And we want to continue to be here. So before we get into this, I just want to give everyone a heads up. Here at Major Spoilers, the group that puts on Critical Hit, we are very much interested in spending more time doing Critical Hit. I mean, we are literally recording this episode before it is supposed to air.
Right.
Normally, we record bulks of these weeks and weeks in advance. But because of all of our other jobs, our RWJs, the real-world jobs, it's becoming more and more difficult for us to schedule the times and make these times available so that we can record giant blocks at a time. So what we're trying to do is quit our day jobs, essentially. And we can do that with your help. And the way that you can help is head over to majorspoilers.com and make a $2, $5, or $10 a month recurring donation. It ensures that you're getting this kind of stuff on an ongoing basis. If every single one of you Critical Hit listeners donated $5 a month, that's only, what, $60 a year? Man, that's less than a night on the town. At least a night on the town for me. I don't know about you guys. But...
Well, the cost of living is pretty low around here.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. So for less than the cost of a night on the town, you can help us provide more entertainment for you. And for those people that donate $10 a month recurring, if we get our goal to all quit our jobs, we're going to have something special for those $10 a month recurring donors. And for those people that use the comment section over at Critical Hit, or at Major Spoilers in the Critical Hit episodes, people are always asking, can you guys do this? Can you guys do that? Maybe we'll be able to do some of that stuff if we can devote our full attention to Major Spoilers and Critical Hit and the entire Major Spoilers experience. So help us out, majorspoilers.com, that's the place. I understand economy's tight for some people, and you may not be able to give, and that's fine too, but the more people we can get on board, the less time you're going to have to wait in between episodes. Is that about accurate? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll certainly help prevent any delays. I mean, there have been...
We've been pretty good. We did the whole holiday season without a break.
Yeah, we try not to do it, but there have been times in the past where we have to go on a... You know, 1 or 2 week hiatus.
Right.
Just because.
We can always just do an episode about our Paragon paths.
Well, we can definitely talk about them. You guys have been kicking around with your Paragon paths for 2 levels now.
Yeah, yeah.
Epic Destiny.
All right.
Robot
so thank
Fist
you for that.
Awesome.
And now let's get into the bulk of our entertainment for this episode.
All right.
Entertain us.
Yes.
That's what the listeners are saying.
Here we are now. Entertain us. All right. So, when we last left our heroes, I believe Orym and Randus were in the process of wrecking and or fixing a handful of magic items. Ket was kind of overseeing the whole thing. Torque was probably waking up from a nap, and Trell was seeing how flat she could get against the wall, if I recall how this all went.
Pretty much.
So we'll pick up right there. You guys have, at this point, finished your magic item construction and or destruction.
Reconstruction.
Yes.
Who's the leader of the club?
That's a good question. Do we accept him as a leader?
He pretty much took that role a long time ago.
Kind of did.
We do need to decide what we're going to do next, right?
Yes.
Because according to this map that Trail showed us, there's a lot more parts that we have to track down, and doing that by foot is going to take us a long time. And it's pretty clear that our eagle flight is not going to help us out very much.
Yeah, enough.
I know, Randus, you had said you thought maybe we could make a magnet, cold magnet. Is that possible, or is that out of the realm of your kind of stuff that you do?
Well, I don't know about literally a cold magnet, but we can see what kind of energies possibly is emanating from these pieces that we have. See if we can get a polar opposite somehow, some sort of attractive force or something along that lines to bring them together easier.
Trell, any thoughts?
I'm laying here flatly.
Yes, I see that.
About
we still have
the...
a mission, Trell. I mean, you know, I'm sorry you're upset. I know we said we were going to talk about it, but it seemed pretty clear when we found out that the other groups were probably perished, that, you know, this becomes needed stuff for our quest. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If it helps you out any, I'm very sorry that I've upset you.
She lifts her head up. Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I don't know anything about, I want to say magnets, but it's like she knows what a magnet is.
Magnets? How do they work?
What is this magic you speak of? Magnets?
Miracles.
That's my one.
That's a great one, though.
Ow. I guess theoretically in my mind it makes sense that if you've got some bits of her, you could somehow make other bits of her come to it. Me not knowing anything about magic.
Well, do you have some other thoughts then? I mean, I don't want to waste a lot of time if we're going to, you know, spend time in this cave while the enemy amasses outside. If we're then going to have something that fails and we're going to have to battle our way through all of that.
Are you asking me about making a deal again in a roundabout way?
No.
He's wanting your opinion on how we should proceed next.
Well, just looking at how many things we have on the map there, any other option doesn't really seem plausible outside of this area, which is the only area that seems that we've encountered so far that seems safe from the river diversion thing that they love to do to us.
Hmm.
Venturing out doesn't seem like a viable option. I'm still wondering about those flowers over there. I'm not the ones by the entrance, but the other ones. GM, are they up against the wall?
No. Well, sort of. They weren't like right in the corner of the wall, but they were near the wall, definitely.
Don't you guys think that's a weird place to die?
Maybe. Who said anybody specifically died there?
We know they did. I mean, that's...
No, we don't. We can make a fairly reasonable assumption that they died there, but we don't know that.
I can't see any other explanation for it, especially seeing as how... I saw another Eldrin turn into flowers.
They brought flowers with them when they came over here?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
That is a...
Anyways.
Interesting question. I mean, if we assume that this, you know, had remained cold like it is now since before he came here, how exactly did they end up dying in this area?
Yeah.
Was there much in the way of rations in here?
Yeah, I think there was some food.
All right.
But not that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all put away.
Mm-hmm. And nothing looked like someone had been stumbling around in their death throes, you know?
So the place looked neat and orderly, yeah.
Hmm.
That's a bit
but,
concerning.
Is Torque still outside?
No, he's been inside
this
whole
time.
Okay.
Torque, any thoughts?
Why?
On what we should do next?
Well, you already checked with all the people that you listened to. I don't see why you bothered to ask me.
Well, I'm asking.
Well, I don't know. And I don't think you'd listen if I told you.
What do you want to tell us?
You're going to listen to me just like you listened to Trell last night.
I'm going to listen to you better than that.
Always with the funny. And it's always with the talking. And we go through this and we go through this and we go through this, and I say, what about this? And nobody listens to me.
It sounds like you have an idea. What is your idea?
I think if we know that there's more than one place, and we know that at least now they's keeping the golden things away, we should at least consider the possibility of going two places at the same time. Have some of us go one way, have some of us go the other, and meet in the middle.
I'm worried about that. Every time we have an engagement with them, it seems like we barely make it out.
But being outnumbered 50-1 isn't any much different than being outnumbered 25-1.
Yeah. Make a point.
And we've already proven, right now we's underground. They've already proven that they can come get us underground with their diggy worms. And they can get us in the sky, and they can get us on the ground, but they don't like the cold. The more we move, the more they follow, but they don't come after us.
Yeah, they'll stay outside of the...
And if that changes, then I don't see how it's going to be any different for two of us, with the possibility maybe you can get a piece, and you come back, and then there's another piece, and we've gotten more done in the same time.
I think you're right, Torque. Is it possible that we could build the magnet, Randus? That magnet thing.
I'd have to see. It'd take some looking into.
Okay, where's the closest piece? About how far away is the closest piece?
You know how travel can be around here,
right.
But...
You certainly can't tell. You can tell where the closest piece is supposed to be.
Yes.
Can I tell where the closest one is?
Yeah.
I mean, which one is the closest one?
Right.
Spatially.
How many? About, do we know how many they're supposed to be?
It's like
27 total. We already have two.
Right. So 25 more pieces.
So, do you know which one of these would be the closest piece in actual travel time, Trell?
This one.
Okay.
Over there.
On the map, they're not marked by parts, are they? They're just marked location stuff, so it's like...
Yeah, it's not like rump and
head or
brain.
Ribs. Steak.
Flank.
Neck bone.
Hungry.
Now hear the word of the Lord.
See, that one I like.
So right now, we got the cold hands and we got the cold shoulder. So we got to find the winter feet and the winter legs and the winter head and the Edgar Winter and the winter of our discontent. And this is clearly going to be out of character because Torque can't say discontent.
Oh yeah, that's the problematic one.
Okay, so there's a possibility that you could come put something together.
Possibly, I could, maybe some sort of, attractive object, or maybe I could weaponize this energy. Who knows? I'd have to see.
All right, but you'd have to sit down with at least one piece for a little while.
Yes.
Do
you think you could help him with that?
I don't know. He does stuff that I don't understand.
Yeah, you do stuff that
I do stuff
I
that
don't
he
understand.
Shows me how to do, but
You're better off.
Oh, sure. I'm certainly better at helping him than you are.
Exactly.
That's what you're talking about.
Mostly.
Do we know what the ground looks like towards that one piece? Is it like more swampy, or is it something different?
It's a good bet that it's going to be swamp of some kind.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it'll be like peat. If you're unlucky, it'll probably be on like water.
Maybe
but it's going to be
brother
frozen.
Peat.
Yeah. What I say is, Trell, Torque, and I go to that closest piece, bring it back. We take one of the pieces of the golden
sure.
pen. Torque's right. It doesn't matter if there's one of us or all five of us. If those golden kind get at us, we're basically screwed unless we can get away fast enough. And we're ridiculously outnumbered at this point. If you guys can figure out something to do with it, even if it's the magnet or if it's a weaponized version of it or extending the radius, anything, maybe a way to track these down faster, a travel methodology with this, something, then we can probably use that. But Trell, Tork, and I are going to be all but worthless while you two try and figure that out. We might as well find something.
Make forward progress.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. He called me worthless.
At magic.
He called us all worthless. It's okay.
As long as we're all equally worthless.
Does that make it better?
Yeah, I mean, if he's including himself, then it's okay.
Okay. Well, we're all pointy-eared and arrogant, too. Because it's all of us that makes it okay. My question, if we's going to split up, Randus, if you was going to make a magnetizerator, which piece do you think it'd be better to try and work with, the big one or the little one, or are they actually the same size because I don't get to hold them?
Volume-wise, they're probably pretty similar in size. The hand is a lot longer.
Which would be easier to carry?
Either one would be just fine. You can carry either
so
one.
So no differentiation? One
hand, yeah.
Would one be easier to work with for Randus?
He can't know until he starts tinkering with it.
Start poking at it.
Very paper, scissors, sticks. Pick one.
Yeah. No real preference.
Also, you guys want to give me some cash for the Endure Elements ritual while we're here?
Sure.
What
is it?
And remember to spend it out of ritual components and not gold.
Actually,
how long does the spell last?
24 hours.
So we've got 24 hours to get there and back.
If you guys...
Actually, while he's casting the ritual, if we're planning on doing this, can you make a scroll of it?
Scroll of that, scroll of sending.
I've still got my scroll of sending.
Okay.
It's the same one we've had for 2 years.
I know.
As long as we got one.
That scroll is probably the only thing that's actually going to make it to the end of this chronicle.
Do I need to make
five healing potions?
Do I have to do two Endure Elements? One for Randus and I and one for the other group?
Not if the group is here.
But if they split...
Yeah, if they split, you've cast it on them.
Okay.
We could always cast Endure Elements, so we don't need to make a scroll for ourselves.
All who are present get tagged with the ritual. They don't need to maintain a certain distance from you.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and make the scroll, just in case it takes us more than 24 hours.
Okay. So spend another thing for Endure Elements to make a scroll.
If we like the plan.
I mean, that's...
It's as good as any other plan we had.
Sounds like a reasonable compromise of the plans that we kind of
have. We've got a scroll ascending, right? You said?
Cat does.
I've got a scroll. You guys don't need a scroll
But I'm saying...
I have a scroll of sending, yes.
All right.
You need a scroll of receiving. And then you need to make sure they're on the same frequency.
And we'll cycle the frequency every 2 hours, just in case the Smokies are listening.
We'll pop it up 2%. The Smokies will never know.
Yes.
Come on, Fred!
All right. Are we good to go?
Rob just said he was Fred.
Yes, are we?
All right, I'm back. Serious, too.
Yeah, so are you guys good to go? Yeah.
Have we cast the spell?
Yeah. Orm cast the spell. Randus made the scroll.
So Tork puts a hand in his belt. Wait. Tork places someone else's hand now. This just gets worse.
We're going to take the shoulder.
Okay.
And they'll take the hand.
Sure.
Okay.
The shoulder seems less delicate.
So that's why you want to leave it delicate.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm willing to leave the delicate one with Randus.
That's always good.
Also, it's more akin to spell manipulation.
Somewhere in the universe, Brian's dice laugh and laugh.
I'm just hoping it gives us three wishes.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that we're going to find parts that we don't know how to pick up.
Could be.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
We got Trell along. It'll be fine.
Everything's good.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That is not what I meant. Oh, God. Here we go.
I think it went somewhere. Anyway.
I have no idea where it went.
I blame Rob.
What? I didn't. How?
Oh.
Let's just go.
Okay, the spell's been cast. You've got 24 hours to make it back here.
Good.
You've got the other ritual. If you're not back in 48, we're going to assume the worst.
Or we could try ascending towards them. Assume the worst.
What's assume the worst mean?
If we're not back in 24, what he said.
Part we'll send ascending.
Yeah.
All right.
Since we only have the one sending.
You guys have to take care of each other. Oh, and be really careful.
I'm sure we will be fine.
I wish I was sure. Listen for any tremors, and if you get it by a worm, I promise that I'll tell your parents you weren't it by a worm.
Okay.
We'll avenge you.
Well, that too.
Well, good luck.
Okay. Same.
Me too. Right. Be careful.
We'll try.
The Bruce Banner piano music plays as Trell and Ket and Torque step out.
Make sure you get enough sleep and eat properly.
Step out the door.
Okay.
Assume Torque follows me.
Yep. Does the cold feel
go back in, drag Trell with me. continues to say goodbye and remind them how to take care of each other.
Make sure to wear clean underpants in case you have an accident.
Yes.
All right. So those three go off, but we'll stay with the nerds for now.
I'm not a nerd. That doesn't happen.
Time for science.
Yes. Time for science.
Magic.
You're just not on the nerd team. Oh. You multi-class nerd and awesome.
Yeah. There you go.
So I'm going to put the gem of seeing up to my eye.
Okay.
And see if there's anything that, any kind of a field or anything that I can see around the hand that might be a clue. And that is a, what is it, 17 plus what?
I don't know, where are you going?
Perception. So that's a 24.
On perception?
Mm-hmm.
There is a magical field around this. You probably need an arcana check to get anything better than that.
That would be a 29, 29.
There is a magical field around this.
Okay.
And probably you've got some specifics as far as how it works. I mean, it is 100% fey magic.
Okay. Randus, yes. There's some magic around this. And it's fey magic.
Good to know. I'm glad I have a fey magical practitioner with me on this.
Here, take this, and I hand him my gem of seeing.
All right.
Put it up to your eye. And see if you can see the same thing.
I slot it into my goggles.
Okay.
So when you peer through the gem, you gain a +3 item bonus to perception checks to see things.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So, you know, basically while he was poking out, I'm setting up my own, you know, equipment, just trying to get basically all sorts of things, just to try to get all readings of what I can from energies and basically just try to set up an array that'll basically see how it responds to various synergies as I, you know, zap it with things and see what I can tell.
Okay.
And I'll assist as necessary, but occasionally, every once in a while, I'll go to the entrance of the cave and look out.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see when I look out? Any change?
In the golden kind?
Yeah, any change in our perimeter, the golden kind?
Every once in a while, there's like a literal changing of the guard. Like, some other group of creatures will come over and stand guard out there for a while.
So I'm assuming that these guys are well outside of the...
Yeah, you guys, you have a good 50 yards to work with.
Okay. Does it look like there's more or less of the golden kind, or does it look like there's the same amount?
No,
or...
they've established a perimeter around you. And although sometimes it does seem like there's fewer of them, they're also different guys. So maybe they have estimated that, you know, 100, you know, lizard panthers
are
like 100 lizard panthers is the same as 250, you know, bird weasels.
I have to remember that exchange rate.
Yes.
This is important information.
But far and away, without any doubt, you guys are always, always severely outnumbered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, to the point where even if all of these guys were chumps, even with numbers, they would be able to get you.
Okay.
And they're probably not chumps.
All right.
Just saying, from previous experience.
So, anything Randus?
Yeah, go ahead and set it up. Should I roll, or...
No. Well, the good news is that it becomes incredibly evident very quickly that this is a part of something else. So working up a resonance to everything else is not going to be hard. This thing wants to find other pieces of itself.
That's good. All right. Yes, indeed. I mean, it does appear that it very much wants to be with the other parts of itself.
So
it shouldn't be hard to hopefully get it together. So I guess we just
how would we draw these together? Is it a, are we looking at a force, a teleport, a pull?
I mean I'm thinking it's a pretty strong attractive force. We just need to amplify it, I suppose.
Okay. So, well, I guess we didn't test it when it was here, but I guess we didn't see if the two pieces were...
There wasn't any obvious attraction.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. From what you can... Just from Randa's instruments, you can tell that there is a piece that is moving away just by looking at this thing.
Oh. That's them.
Yes. That would be my conclusion as well.
Does it?
Yeah, it's it almost literally looks like this stream of energy that just gets thinner as though it was literally being stretched out.
Interesting. Fascinating.
Yes.
Well, what do we need to do to build an amplifier? Do you think if we amplify this enough that it'll be... that everything will be pulled to the hand?
Well, we can try. I mean, we may need to get some more proximity, and perhaps as we get more pieces, then we can...
More pieces will
build up the force. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have the stuff that we need to do that here?
Yeah, it's going to be slow going, especially with only one piece, but... If those guys come back with any, within the span of time that they're supposed to, you should be able to incorporate that into what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It would certainly help to have others, like, have a greater source of energy than the stuff that you guys have around here, just like your random implements and, you know, Worm's ability to generate fireballs and things like that, but... You can probably make do with that stuff.
Okay.
Definitely build up some batteries that would then allow you to make a concentrated burst to bring things to you.
And do we need any unseen servants to help us out on any repetitive tasks? I mean, how far away? The unseen servant can move 20 squares away. That's probably not with... That's probably not outside the perimeter of...
No.
Okay.
Now, although, honestly, most of this is going to be engineering stuff.
Okay, like, but I didn't know if there was anything that needed to be gathered, if we could send an unseen servant out far enough, or...
No, not very, not, okay. not outside of a range that you could see, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know what I can do to help, and let's get to it.
Okay. Well, here, I'll start making up some designs, and just follow me on this, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. You guys get to doing that.
This is a hammer?
what do you call this strange thing?
What is this pokey bit thing?
Screwdriver.
Oh.
No. Turn it around.
Oh.
All right. We will cut away to the jocks. And I guess the one popular kid.
Trill?
No. So, as you guys move out of the field that Orym and Randus are in, that immediately some of the Golden Kind scramble away. Not just to get out of the way, but, you know, probably for some form of notification. And within a good 20 yards, there's a new detachment that is following you guys. These guys are those kind of snaky lizard thingies that have been following you around before. They seem to be able to move through the swamp pretty easily.
Mm. Old Trail, lead on.
I just know they're going to forget to eat properly.
We have more important things going on.
Randus gets so distracted, and Orym can get wrapped up in things.
We can feed them when we get back.
Okay.
Let's all go right. Find another chunk.
All right. Going to try and look at our map and figure out the best course of action to get there.
The closest one, at a good clip, judging from the terrain, will probably take you a good 10 hours to get there.
Okay.
So, assuming that absolutely nothing goes wrong, you guys should be back well within the limit of the spell.
Oh, good. No problems.
So what you're saying is we're probably going to have to use the Endure Elements and still be freezing our asses off when we get back. If we get back.
Not 24 hours. 10 there, 10 back. You should still be good.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. But that was what I was saying.
Yes. So the subtle subtext.
Oh, yes. The subtle subtext that none of you are going to make it back?
Yes.
That's okay. If one of you grabs onto the other chunk as you die, presumably your corpse will be pulled back to the others. But that hasn't happened yet. You guys are walking through a swamp.
Is it a frozen swamp?
It is a rapidly freezing swamp as you guys walk through it. It is... immediately everything gets covered with a... sharp and unwelcoming frost as you guys move through the swamp, as everything is really humid, and this is the field drops the temperature very drastically, to the point where things actually spike out. You know what I'm talking about? When you flash freeze water, it kind of like basically kind of explodes out. So there's a lot of that going on the trees and even on the ground.
Like that Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Trell, Torque, and Ket are a walking down a swamp. A very cold swamp. And it is very slow going because the terrain becomes very unstable on account of that dar flash freezing.
We should have gotten a scroll with that passage thing.
Crap! What's that thing they say about your hindquarters being 20/20? I don't know what it means, but
Orem says it at times like this.
I don't know what that could possibly mean.
I don't know either.
Poor Ket.
Maybe it means magic guys see with their butt.
Sure. That's exactly what it means.
But sight should ask magic guys Orem
about it.
So we're walking.
And we're walking.
Is anything untoward occurring?
A slow trudge than a walk.
Yep.
A slog.
Other than you guys being followed by golden lizards, not much else is happening.
Are the lizards new?
No. You've seen these guys before.
They're the weird snake lizard thingies with the gold face. Because everything around here has gold face.
Oh, the snizzards. Yeah, I remember them. Okay.
So, you guys get to the edge of this grove of trees that you're walking on and get to what is essentially a big open bayou.
So, just water.
Mm-hmm. With the odd, like, clump of land poking out the middle kind of thing. Maybe one has like a little tree on it or something like that, but also a couple of just like straight up trees that are just sticking straight out of the water.
Still no animals?
Still no animals.
Is it freezing? Or is the water frozen at least?
As you approach it, it does freeze.
Is it just the top freezing or is it...
Could we walk
like house? Yeah, how strong is the freezer ring?
Sounds like somebody's going to have to test it out.
I'll do it.
You test it out first.
Says the lightest person on the team.
Yeah.
You
go ahead and step out a little ways.
Yeah, it's fine. Come on, Torque.
Yeah, you know, the water freezes and Trell walks right onto it.
All right, come on back. Torque.
I can walk on top of this now.
Do you want to try this?
All right.
Go ahead and step out onto the ice, buddy.
Is it slippery?
I step out onto the ice.
Yes.
Grab onto his arm just to
steady him.
Yeah. Help steady him, maybe, to pull him out. Yeah, right.
To get yourself pulled in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he at the ice. It seems that definitely the fact that you guys waited a little bit and let Trell walk up and down. And now Torque is doing it. That probably helped. Basically, if you give it more time, then the ice will freeze more thoroughly. Although, because you're kind of at the edge and stuff, pieces start to like pull away from the shore because it's not like evenly frozen.
Mm-hmm. So ice floats then.
Could we float an ice?
Furthermore, like as that happens, you start seeing like weird currents manifest. Just the fact that the cold is just changing the temperature so quickly, like it just really messes with the whole water convection stuff.
Okay.
This is great. We're like polar bears.
We could get like a pole and push the ice in the water like a boat.
Do you have your twig?
Yes, I have the twig.
Use your twig.
I have a purpose for the twig.
There you go. That was the whole point of the golden kind. I was just trying to figure out a way for you to be able to use that thing.
Use that twig.
There you go.
That's how masterful Rodriguez is.
He has
like a chart on like a wall,
yep.
And there's like strings and stuff.
Yep, it's all connected.
Picture of the twig.
It's like David Duchovny's office in the X-Files.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and all step onto the ice.
Okay.
Stay in the middle.
It's fine?
Yep.
You said there was small land masses just kind of randomly in the middle of the bayou, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a solid ice line between us and one of those land masses?
Not quite yet, but as you move up, presumably there would be.
Okay. Let's just progress slowly for right now. If we need to, we'll go ahead and try and float across the river. But I don't want to go swimming again, especially if it's going to be cold.
Are those lizards getting into the water with us?
You guys actually haven't ventured far enough into the water for them to go. These guys aren't surrounding you, they're just following you.
Okay.
And since when you guys stopped to experiment, they just stopped at the edge of the field.
All right.
But yeah, let's slowly... Trell, me, Torque.
Okay.
Start
walking across. Okay. Everybody can give me an acrobatics check to see how gracefully you make it across.
Yes.
Let's see. Your acrobatics.
Yeah, I rolled a 20.
Oh. Well, you succeed.
Okay.
25.
Trell?
Trell rolled a 1.
Oh, wow.
At least you're in front.
Sometimes she's really excited about the ice.
Yay! Oh no!
A little bit too excited.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder why you guys even have stats.
Exactly.
I know.
Interpretive dance.
Been, like, utter crap.
All right. Who's good at being dexterous? Yep. You fall. What
exactly?
Dex.
Thank you, dice. Thank you.
So yeah, we'll say that's what happens. Ket and Torque, really probably because of how careful they're being about it, have no problem. They just walk right onto the ice. And I mean, they're not strutting around, but they're kind of like dragging their feet, keeping a wide stance, and they're fine. Trell, though, pretty much immediately wanders out a little too far onto the ice that's a little bit too fresh, and her leg just goes right through into the water.
I grab her.
All right.
You're going to reach around me to grab her?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh.
Have you seen my arms?
Okay.
Thanks, Torque.
Did I get her?
Sidestep as well as I can.
Got her by the shoulder or the scruff of the neck or something.
Yeah, you can get her by like the neck of her armor, like her armor.
Drag her up like a puppy.
Yep.
That'll work.
All right, she's stable again, and the hole that she made pretty much immediately freezes. And yes, the lizard things do get in the water, and they just, slide right in and swim along, and actually appear to be a little bit faster in the water than they were on land.
Ooh,
kind of figured they would be.
Sidewinders.
Are they keeping up with us faster because we're going a lot slower?
They seem to be moving a good deal faster in the water. And you guys are moving slower, but mostly, I mean, the moment that they get into the water, they just swim around. Whereas before, they actually move pretty fast on land, but they do it by kind of like doing this weird spastic hop. And the land is wet. So a lot of the time when they get into a good, soupy mud, they actually literally just swim through it. But in the water, they just swim around.
Gross.
Are they keeping the same perimeter?
More or less.
Do I see anything in the water?
No. You see ice underneath you.
I mean, over the edge of the...
It's pretty dark. Like, it's pretty murky. Yeah.
Slurred water.
Weird.
So are we going to try floating, or are we going to just walk it?
We're going to try just walking. If we need to, we can float. But...
Seems like it might be quicker.
It might be quicker. But definitely not safer.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of adventure?
Back with Orym and Randus.
Rafting down the mighty Mississippi with a half-elf and a guy with horns. You'll be like Tom Sawyer, only he was cool.
I'm a full elf.
You had a mean Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a half-elf.
He's a half-elf.
Wow.
She's the most elfy elf ever.
I'm a total douchebag because I forgot that I had inverted your races. I apologize on behalf of the NAACP.
It's easy to confuse because Orym dislikes Ket a lot more than he dislikes Trump.
So you got 3/4 orc, 3/4 human, 3/2 elf.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad we've worked out the fractions. You guys are going to keep walking?
Yeah. Find a landmass. Stop there. Let things freeze further out.
Okay. So, as you guys are approaching the first landmass, which is not very big, like, you guys can all stand on it, but that's about it. You guys will basically, all three of you will basically be back-to-back on it. The golden kind lizards are kind of swimming around a little bit more freely in this area. And they also have to keep out kind of wider berth, since you guys are leaving this trail of ice that makes it a little bit harder for them to follow directly.
Good.
You guys will say that Torque and Trail, just because of the way that they're turned... who was first? Trail?
Trail, me, Torque.
We'll say that Torque and Ket actually spot this, actually see it. One of the lizards kind of swims out and then turns around to swim back in, and this just colossal set of jaws explodes out of the water and just eats it whole, and then like falls back in.
Yes.
Duff, what was that?
That's a bigger fish.
Oh, what was it? What did it look like?
Now it looks like water
colossal
sprinkling on you.
Jaws. She's a mouth with sharpie teeth, and it was like, "Arg, I'm gonna eat you."
And those lizard like things that it one bite, whole, like no.
Like a fish mouth or like a reptile mouth.
Man, I wish Torque knew the word plesiosaur.
And it wouldn't really be a plesiosaur.
Leopardon.
It would if I said it.
Because
it's flavor text.
Mosasaur.
But no.
Probably more of a mosasaur.
Plesiosaur has a small mouth.
Or it's a hell of a plesiosaur.
Or we're on the back of the friggin' plesiosaur.
No. Oh, not God. Quite. Not quite.
It is a big fish face with teeth in it.
Yeah.
But it didn't look like a golden kind.
No. It had a real face.
Nice.
Had a fish face.
Nice-ish.
But it's a big, hungry fish face.
She puts her kukri in her mouth. I'm going to go check it out.
No.
Grab. Okay. Just grab. No.
No.
No, you're not.
No.
The first thing, except for
quickly
the hedgehog,
restrained.
The first thing we've seen.
Is big enough to eat me, probably, maybe not, but still.
How big are the lizard things?
About the size of, the biggest one is probably the size of a, we'll say, Labrador Retriever.
So mid-sized dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the size of the creature that ate them was?
The three of you could probably stand comfortably inside its mouth. Except for the fact that you'd be getting eaten.
Yeah. It's big.
Yeah. No.
That's interesting. Yeah. Because, you know, this is the first thing that we've seen other than the hedgehogs that's here. And not a golden kind. And it's actually surviving outside of a cold area. You know what I'm saying? The Feywild is different, but...
Yeah, I totally get it, but this you should explain
totally
for Kat.
Cold air.
Usually it'd be like, I don't know, polar bear doesn't live in... you guys know what a polar bear is? She's literally asking.
is it a bear with a pole?
No, it's like a white bear that lives in cold places.
I don't know if I know them.
Okay. Well,
I seen a black bear.
Okay, well... Animals that live in cold places, they tend to be made to live in cold places. And animals that live in hot places tend to be made to live in hot places. So it's interesting that there's something here that can live in either.
Maybe it lives low enough under the water that even when it's icy, it's not too icy for it because it's under the water.
Maybe.
snap another one.
Oh.
So the golden snakes are getting eaten, basically.
Yeah, this is only the second time it's happened. Yeah, looks like a pretty long reptilian snout, probably.
Does it look like anything I've seen in the natural world before?
Definitely not size-wise, but you would place this as some kind of crocodilian of some kind. If you had
a mega shark or a super crocodile.
Yeah, it's an octo shark.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a super croc of some kind.
Oh, I'd like to get a look at it.
She's
craning her neck.
Don't want it to get a look at us.
Well, it must know we're here. I mean, we're a icy patch in the middle of not at ice.
I don't know. It's
probably knows that the temperature has changed. Don't know that it knows that we're here.
No, but I think an animal would investigate.
Yeah, but the question is, does it matter for us?
Yeah. Well, I definitely know we don't want to go floating now.
The lizards kind of form up and dive down.
Uh-oh.
All of them?
Yep.
How many?
We'll say 8 or 9.
Let's go now.
Let's be a good time to move.
Yeah, let's go. Let's try moving as fast as we can.
I'm going to run like a constipated wiener dog. That's fast, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but we can't really move all that fast across the ice. We have to wait for it to form.
We could if we was pushing this piece of ice really fast. Because them snakes is probably going to go try and kill the crocodile.
Yeah.
You guys start seeing, like, sparks under the water.
All right, I start pushing the ice.
Well, we're on the actual landmass right now. So
yeah,
I start pushing the land.
Step off into the ice. Yeah, here's the twig.
I'll start pushing the twig.
Yeah, you can use it to push. You can break a chunk of ice and start pushing, and you know it probably is faster than you guys would normally move. But you guys are like at all times swimming through basically sludge or sluice something. I don't know.
Slush.
Maybe I could just put
actually
my head
you guys are basically swimming through a marsh slushy. Or rafting through it, as it were.
Just darn Cheerios.
But we're moving a little faster, at least.
You are moving a little faster. But that whatever's going on down there seems to be moving towards you. Probably not on purpose. It's just the direction the fight's taking.
So can we move away from it?
Yeah, try and push us.
I'm going to try and push us as fast as I can without turning us over.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have my bow out just in case, but she's also desperately trying to look and see what's going on.
How deep does the water seem?
It's really hard to tell. Like, it looks like pea soup.
We got no idea.
Except the part where you actually are at, which looks like pea ice cream.
Ew.
Is it that there's a layer of gross on top and there's water underneath, or is it just, like, solid gross?
It's hard to tell.
Is it like a lake in Kansas?
The second she bends over, I'm grabbing the back of her neck and pulling her back up. I'm just going to have that action readied, okay?
Yep.
What if I just put my head under?
As soon as you bend over, I'm grabbing the back of your armor and pulling you back up.
He'll pull up everything but your head if you do that.
She definitely looks like she's thinking about it. and incidentally, if at any point Trell thinks to herself, I really want to see what's under the water, I wonder what Ket would say if I did that, and looks over to look at him, it looks like he's ready to pounce.
You look at him and his head goes, no.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to pull out my defensive whip.
Okay.
You have a defensive whip?
Of course he does. He has an offensive whip and a defensive whip.
Yes, my first whip was a defensive whip.
Yeah.
It gives me a bonus to my defenses.
It's like we got an offensive rod.
How do you tell the difference between your whips?
It was still kind of offensive.
Yeah. You put a piece of tape on the on one handle. Cat. Could what? I just...
No.
I think it'd be a good idea if I just found out.
No.
I mean, what if they're making it into another golden kind? Huh?
We will find out when it attacks us.
If it's,
or pops out of the water away from us because it'll be cold.
If it's a golden, won't it like not like the cold too?
That's what I'm hoping for.
By the way, you guys are pretty sure that whatever's going on is now directly underneath you.
Oh, goody.
Like, these guys just have no trouble moving around
saying,
this place.
Oh, goody, in like a sad voice, Kit saying, Katrell is like saying, oh, goody, under her breath, but in Elven.
Yeah. Which he understands. Yeah. I think actually you both just said it in Elven.
I don't know what
which seems
said,
like a great cue. The piece of ice that you're on explodes essentially this enormous reptile just shatters it to bits as it's trying to chomp on a lizard while a bunch of other lizards jump out of the water along with it, basically zapping it with little zappy rays. The moment that this happens, the lizards start to like convulse as they are now inside the field, and everything just drops down underneath the water immediately, including you guys, because this thing just makes a huge like hole in the water, which then basically just pulls everything down. You guys are now underwater.
As she's
in,
going down, she's
rapidly freezing water, incidentally.
She's making the most excited face, which is just like wide eyes, probably. I'm
going to try and teleport straight up.
Okay. Can't teleport straight up. You are out of the water for
splash.
10 seconds.
You fall right back in.
Actually, probably not.
Try and grab my
probably all of
bearings
one second.
To see which way is going to be the closest thing to get up.
There's little chunklets of ice forming underneath you immediately, so you can probably grab onto one of those.
Okay. And try and locate everybody else.
Okay. They're probably under there somewhere. I'm going to... Well, actually, Torque has the shard.
Did Torque have the shard, or did I have the shard?
Well, he said he had it. So
I apparently have it.
Because I had it last night.
Yep. Well, he said he put it in his belt, and nobody told him no.
Oh, that's right.
I thought he said he put the
hand.
Oh,
man. Nice. So, I'm a swim.
Okay. Give me an athletics check.
All right. What am I adding to my 9?
Oh, let's see. 17.
26.
Yeah, you get, you are able to start swimming upward. Trell, why don't you give me a check as well?
Okay. Come on. Don't suck, Trell.
Don't suck, Trell.
I know.
Don't suck, Trell.
Was this in athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics.
Oh, that's much better. 24.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are both able to... make your way back up to the surface, but it's really difficult going in. And the moment you come out, the water starts freezing around you. I mean, it had been, but now that you're not moving in any direction.
Is there a big enough chunk to grab a hold of?
The one that Ket's on keeps getting bigger, and you actually see him trying to paddle towards you.
All right. How far are we from any shore?
Really far.
Okay. So, can I see Trell?
Yeah, she pops up pretty close to you.
Okay.
Get the cat.
Yep. I swim for Kit instinctively.
Okay. As you swim towards him, you see a couple of spazzing out golden kind lizards floating in the sludge.
Do they seem to be having a seizure and ignoring us?
Yeah.
They're spazzy. I'm going to grab one and swim for Kit.
Okay. You have one golden kind lizard.
Like a flotation device.
Or like something Randus and Orm can examine when we get back.
Oh, I wasn't... Well, is that the idea?
I'm going to swim for Kit.
Okay. You get to
there
Kit.
Was an idea. I grab a lizard, I swim for Kit. Ideas are for the talkie-talkies. Trying not to die here.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right, you guys get to Kit. And somehow managed to get on his piece of ice without tipping it over.
I think I grabbed a lizard.
Yes. Torque still has the twig.
Yay. All right.
You got a twig and a lizard.
Cool. Charles kind of like shaking herself to get the gunk off.
I'm gonna look at its metal head.
Okay.
What happens if I poke it?
Nothing. It's pretty hard metal.
Is kind it of dead?
It's actually harder than actual gold would be. But you know this because you've hit him with an axe, and in previous times, your axe has at times just spanged right off.
Here, let me see the lizard.
It's not moving.
And see if you can't get us further away from this catastrophe.
I start pushing with the twig.
Okay.
Do you think maybe we should wrap it up and take it back to the Orem and Narandus?
Sure.
I think that seems like a good idea.
Because it looked like if we keep it together with the cold shoulder, it is like, what does Randus call it?
Out of commission?
Inert.
Ah, inert. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
When Krabby Man goes to sleep and his little legs go clickety-click, he's inert. But.
GM?
Yes.
Judging by Trell's understanding of sentience, do the golden kind seem sentient? At least this one.
Judging from Trell's understanding of sentience, do the golden kind seem sentient?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I'm asking you.
Oh.
I mean, I've described how they behave. What do you think?
I don't think we could eat it.
Well, I mean, they definitely have at least animal intelligence, mm-hmm. because I mean they were following us doing animal things. Mm-hmm. They were basically acting like what Torque would presume those lizards do with a regular lizard face. They sloop around in the mud and then they swim around in the water.
Exactly. So I'm not sure if. Was it Orem was the only one that knew things about the golden kind?
He was the only one who kind of knew anything about the golden kind.
Okay.
The rest of you only know what you remember Orem telling you.
Okay. Did Orem tell us anything about...
I threw the word remember in there.
No, he didn't. Okay, never mind.
I'm going to roll history.
Okay.
To remember.
It works for Steven.
No, actually, it doesn't.
It never doesn't. Never mind. Hey, Kat.
Yeah?
I'm still pushing with the stick, by the way. Mm-hmm. You're all magic-y and pointy, and Guy is like all, I'm a devil. Does the golden head, is it like a curse or something?
I'm going to take a look at it.
Okay.
Arcana. Let me check.
Because
31. Oh, no, excuse me. 21.
Hard to tell. It seems pretty mechanical. Probably didn't like grow or
if it's,
it doesn't
if it's
seem
like
any sort
curse.
Of disease or affliction, which is the form that a lot of curses tend to take.
Yeah.
Maybe
is
you
it
could
magical?
Like undo it.
Well, it has to be magically bonded in some way.
Okay.
But it's not like emanating any sort of magic.
It's not something that Ket would be able to maybe undo the next time we're surrounded by a billion of them.
No, no.
Damn it,
definitely
I tried.
Not Ket.
I still think we ought to wrap it up and take it.
Sure.
No, I'm I agree with you on that. We can.
I'm pushing and pushing. Am I pushing downstream or towards the edge?
I'm guessing you're pushing towards the shore.
Yeah.
Towards the opposite shore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Since we came this far.
I'm going to guess you guys weren't heading back.
Ket didn't say anything, so Torque may just be going in random directions. No, clearly Torque would know to cross a river, you go to the other side. He learned that from the chickens.
Yes.
Well, Trell would be directing him if
okay,
he's going to be going in a bad direction.
So, if you guys decide to wrap up the thing... and keep it.
Yes.
And as Ket starts on that, definitely Torque spots up ahead a pretty large set of eyes up ahead in the water that have basically like poked out to where you see
Crocagator.
Yep, two big sets of eyes with a big scaly head, and very far in front of it a pair of nostrils.
Cantrell, using her knowledge of animals, like math, how big it is.
Sure. Give me a nature check.
It's 11 million feet tall.
This is good. Finally. 31.
Yeah, that seems about right.
31.
Oh, feet. That's how long it is?
Yeah.
31. Are we thinking feet or meters here?
We'll say feet.
Okay. Because meters are scarier.
So the wish you did.
Yes, she wanted to roll low in that one.
Yeah.
Trell has the most delighted face.
Torque starts kind of edging closer to the shore and away from what seems to be a big gadget between the shore and us. Yes.
Well, the shore is in all directions, so technically no. He's between you and the closest shore.
Is he moving?
Only very little. Like, he is moving towards you, but you guys are moving towards it faster than it was moving towards you.
So, the protection from cold radius that we have, that's personal.
The Endure Elements.
I presume the Endure Elements, we fell in the water, so we are probably icing up as well, or at least frosting a little bit, because we're soaked. Yeah. Okay. But we're not having any negative effects, right?
Nope.
How far away is this beastie?
We'll say just a little bit outside of the radius.
Oh. I think I know why it's okay. Well, no, maybe. When
why?
When it ate the golden kind, did they seem to spaz as it was eating it?
They were spazzing because of our cold.
I don't know that we would.
The one that it ate, the one that you actually saw it eat, didn't get a chance to spazz. Yeah. It was just up in the air, and then it was inside its
gullet
face.
Guys, what if this thing ate a piece of the Winter Queen, and that's why it's able to crawl around?
Are we sure that's the same one?
Does it look like the same one to my elven eyes?
Yeah, you just haven't gotten a good enough look at it.
Are we anywhere near where we thought the next shard could have been?
Oh, God, no. You guys still got probably a good 6 hours to go.
Do we believe that Aurum and Randus' calculations are essentially appropriate?
Do you?
Well, Torque does.
Well, there you go.
Torque doesn't necessarily understand a word of it, but they're usually right.
No. We don't know where they are because of Aurum and Randus. We know where they are because of Trell's storytelling abilities, or lack thereof.
Oh, neat.
So Trell's nightly visitation.
Oh, that's right. My bad. So maybe Torque trusts Trell.
I want to
chop his head off, but I don't know
another way to say this other than Trell wants to Disney princess this thing.
You gonna try and sing it into cooperating?
Not sing it.
Give a little whistle. Give a little whistle.
You want to use nature to try and befriend the animal.
Maybe that's... Yeah.
Do you think that's wise?
Probably not. But does Trell think it's wise?
Well, that is another question.
Doesn't Trell actually have something in wisdom?
Yes.
It's a 4.
Is her sense of curiosity overriding her wisdom?
Almost always.
Wait, is she awake?
Yes.
Give a little.
Okay, we'll still run since that's this is kind of up in the air thing. Forever. She's gonna run this by Ket first. Ket, do you think maybe I could... It might be sentient in some way. I mean, it might dislike... Well, okay, it's either hungry and wanted to eat those things, or it hates golden kind because it knows what they are. It's possible it's a sentient thing. It's not eating us right now, which I don't see why not, because it's way bigger than us.
Are there still other golden kind behind us?
Nope.
So the only golden kind that we can see is the one that's in my lap.
Yep.
Oh! Oh, give it to him. He wants it. Or she. That's how we can befriend it.
Is it still swimming towards us?
Yeah, slowly.
And Torque has veered away from it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll find another golden kind to take back to them. Here.
Let's just wait and see exactly where this thing gets. Is it within our cold radius
yet? It is now. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and chuck this thing out there for it.
I want it. I want to do that.
Take it. All right. Chuck it. Not directly towards it.
Oh, no? Oh, you mean away from it so you know where to go. Okay, got you.
Yeah. Chuck it away from us and away from it so it'll go after that and not us.
She makes like... that kind of clicky kissy noise at it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a good man-eating bastard? Who's a good one?
Ego. She doesn't say here you go, but she does make like...
Elfy little, clicky noises.
Yeah, clicky, lovey animal noises at it. And chucks it to the right.
Okay.
As far as she can.
Give me an athletics check.
To the right!
To the right.
Nice.
Nope, I'm done. I'm
done. Was this another nat 1?
No, it's a nat 2. Oh.
Well, remember total. Remember that anytime you're...
Yes. Awesome, thank you. I'm even staring at it so I wouldn't forget it. Dear God. Okay.
That apparently worked.
8 plus 14, 22.
Okay. Yeah, you get it a good distance away from you.
Yeah!
But it doesn't seem interested.
Uh-oh.
Nut bunnies.
Yep. It just... It follows it with its eyes. It falls into the water, and it kind of turns its face towards it. And then as it begins to sink down or just kind of like stays there, it just turns right back to look at you guys.
It wants a living thing.
Yep.
Judging by what I know about the natural world, the natural world versions of these, like, it's natural world, let's say cousins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is it normal for it to stalk its prey this much when it's so obviously, what's the word?
Dun.
Obviously, it's so much bigger than us.
Assuming that this was just an enormous version of a crocodile, crocodiles actually try to stick pretty close to their MO. They're not going to try and attack anything that's not something that they can obviously kill. You guys may be confusing to it.
I'll explain it to the others in...
Trellies.
Yeah, trellies, which means badly.
Crocodilians are also very territorial. And this is its territory. But again, it hasn't just out and out attacked you for some reason.
In our travels thus far, we saw Gachomp.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a second Gachomp. We saw a fight, and then we saw this one drifting toward us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any indication to Torque's mind that this is more than one creature, or did that seem to be all the same one in its territory doing what it does?
Give me a nature check.
Okay. What's my nature?
Let's see. What'd you roll?
6, I think. I rolled a 17. I think my nature is 6.
Let's see.
I think your nature is a little better than that.
Yeah, it's an 8.
Okay. So I rolled a 25.
You know, this is a pretty big place, but even a a watery area of this size probably can't support more than maybe two of these things if we're talking about a regular ecosystem, which I will point out that we are not.
Clearly not. So will that make my next action extremely foolish?
Let me Disney princess it.
No.
Well, here's the thing. It's now really close to you guys.
Comet fall charge.
No.
You have to keep pushing the twig. You have to get us across the water.
What are the odds that the people saying no actually were quicker than Torque's comet fall charge?
Let's see. Roll initiative.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, no.
17 plus 11 is 28.
Oh.
24. Trell?
Which is actually a really good initiative for me.
Trell is the worst today.
You totaled 18?
Yes.
What, you roll a 3?
I rolled a 6.
Oh.
My initiative is 12.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
This whole...
Alright.
I'm switching dice.
In one fell swoop, Torque has dropped the twig, is now taking his final step off of the piece of ice and has his axe in his hands.
Will the giant monster kill our adventurers? Will the comet fall charge score a critical hit? Find out next time in the next exciting adventure of Critical Hit.
Aikima!
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.